Gaffer, your thoughts on what looked like a tough game?
We always knew it was going to be a tough game, you know. Chillingham's one of the fancy teams, and they create a real atmosphere down here, you know. They know how to play on this pitch, they know how to play in this stadium, and you know, with the long throw of Jackson, it's coming in, it's, you know, the ball's coming in, it's coming in hard and fast, and we've, you know, we've dealt with that. At times we've dealt really well with what we thought was the threat. You know, your individual duels, when you come to a place like this, you've got to compete and you've got to win them, you know, and when you don't, you're susceptible to them scoring goals, you know. So we failed on a couple of individual duels that we've not won, but 99% of them we've competed with, and you know, we've, but at the final moment, you know, you have not competed with them, and we've conceded two goals.
Nathan Cameron, you're like a rocket of that money today.
There was, you know, these players that didn't deserve to be on a losing team today, you know, absolute leader performance. And, you know, I've said to the players in and around that, you know, you've got to get on the back of their shirt tails when they're performing like that. You know, Willow's two saves are just out of this world. You know, they deserve to be on a winning team, or certainly not on a losing team, when you're committing them saves and them blocks. Nathan Cameron, the power of him, you know, and the precision in his work was outstanding. Tom Sawes, the effort that Sawes is putting in, Popey. So down the spine, you know, we've put some fantastic shifts in, and I want people to go along with that. You know, I want the other players to really get behind that, and you know, not be carried along by it, but be dragged along with it and get up to that level, because you can't come to Gillingham and only have seven performing. You know, you need all your team performing, because like I said, they're a dominant force, certainly at home.
Made the break at half time. Was that planned? Is that just a way of getting more minutes into Danny?
No. The energy's got to come from it's got to come from the flanks. It's got to come from the two corridors. And I just didn't feel first half as though we was getting. Popey was locking quite a lot in first half. I didn't think we got the relevant support to him. You know, when you've got Danny and Azeli that you can bring on, you want to try and bring them on. I don't think it impacted the game as much as I wanted it to. You know, but the more minutes, you know, Zelly and Danny get, the better that we'll be as a team, for sure.
So overall, and result, you're not happy with performance? Fairly happy overall.
95% of the performance, yeah, it was what I wanted. We had plenty of the ball. Could we have created more chances? Possibly. We got in the last third quite a lot. You know, but again, you know, we've come up against a good side, and I knew that before the game and all season. You know, Justin Edinburgh's team, one thing they don't do is lie down. You know, and they didn't right to the end. So we got quite a lot of it right today. You know, but again, we've got to work on the things that we've not got right.
Straight back on the back, Tuesday night in Coventry. We all know what happened at Coventry last year. We don't want that again, do we?
Nobody wants that, God, no. You know, certainly the fans didn't deserve that. You know, so we've hopefully learned, you know, from that experience. Not too sure how many lads who was involved in it last season will be here or actually playing in it, you know. So you've not got to bury the ghost with them. It's a new beginning for quite a lot of our boys, and you know, I'm quite looking forward to going into the game with the performances we've put in, you know, to date.
You touched on this Tuesday night. A lot of games in a short amount of time, extra time as well on Tuesday night. We're getting a lot of minutes in at the moment.
Yeah, you know, it's like a mad month of August. You know, they cram the games in, throw the games at you thick and fast. You know, and then the month after they sort of take games away. It's madness, really. But listen, we know it's there. The calendar's there. It's what you've got to prepare for, and we're trying to do that best we can. And we're getting game minutes in. You know, Popey's had fantastic minutes. Casey, Willow, Sawsy, again, right down the spine of the team. Yeah, they've got good minutes in, Jonah and Greg Lee. So right throughout the team, apart from the wide areas, we've got plenty of game minutes in to hopefully now, you know, springboard from.